You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, kia ora whanau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we are talking all things festive at the Basement Theatre. We have got Leon Wadham and also Brinley Stent in the studio. Kia ora,
kia ora. How are you guys?
Oh, it's so nice to have you up here, and this is our first kind of Christmassy thing we've talked about as well. So, congratulations,
you
are breaking the festive seal. So
it's an honour. Thank you so much.
We are stoked to have you in here because the Basement Theatre Christmas show has kind of become a bit of a local legend. It's got, you know, a bit of a reputation to live up to for being a bit outrageous every year and a lot of fun. Yeah. And this year looks like it's going to be no different. We're talking Le Basement Triple Xmas Cabaret. Ooh la la. Leon, you are the brains behind it.
I'm one of many
one
brains.
One of many brains behind it.
It was written by Kuta Forrester and Hayley Sproul, who are some of the funniest people you'd be lucky to be in a room with. Mm-hmm. And we've assembled an incredible team featuring this lovely person next to me, Brinley Stent. This
He's is just touching me Christmas for those show, who can't right? see.
I touched her tenderly and with consent. This is your third Christmas show, is that right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, third Christmas show.
Would you say it stacks up on the wildometer, high or low or medium?
I think it's as expected in wildometer.
Excellent.
However, very different than the past ones because it's quite sexy.
A sexy
cabaret run by people who don't know what they're doing.
And the other ones didn't have singing, and this one's got singing. Yeah. So it's pretty, yeah.
So Hayley Sproul, I think she kind of promised like a cabaret, a couple of songs, and then she wrote a musical.
Oh my God, okay.
And
really
turned up like, what? But, you know, they're great songs. It's a great time. I think you would have a wonderful experience coming along.
Yeah, it is
one of those things that it sells out usually pretty fast, which is awesome. So if people are listening and they're umming and ahhing, you should just definitely get a ticket. Don't be a dingus. Just get onto it ASAP.
Yeah.
But what can people kind of expect? Because as you said, it's a musical, it's a cabaret, it's, you know, a Christmas show. So I'm imagining we're going to have some festive elements in there as well. But these are not necessarily things I would have all sort of put in the same world necessarily. what's going to be happening on the stage a little bit, Brinley? Give us a peek behind the veil.
It's basically about a struggling cabaret company, and it's Christmas time and nobody's coming to their shows because it's been a hard year, and so they're going to put on a big one final banger to finish, one big show, and they've got a special guest coming to help them along, and that will be a person who doesn't know what's happening. It'll be one of the celebrities that's coming along.
Cool.
Yeah.
So every show there's like a new celebrity musical guest who has not seen the scripts,
good.
Doesn't know what they're doing, and kind of gets coached along through it by the cast.
Yeah.
Which will be a triumph and a disaster.
A lot of improv in it.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I hope that all of your celebrity you've got lined up are kind of, you know, stealing themselves for it. Have you got a good crew? Can you give us any clues, or are they secret?
I think we can tell you. I think they've announced at least half of them. I want to see Liam Finn quite badly.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
I want to see Julia Deans quite badly.
Yeah.
And then we've got a few comedians who are like doing a Stars in Their Eyes kind of scenario.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Might have Adele coming. Might have Liza Minnelli coming. And Dave Dobbin. Not the real Dave Dobbin. R.I.P. But not RIP, I mean, unfortunately. He's not dead, to all the listeners out there. Dave Dobbin is not dead. This is fake news.
Oh, my God. We just went down a wild rabbit hole there. That was a ride. Thanks for taking us there, Brinley. Appreciate it.
Sometimes I just say RIP when I'm sad. Like, I mean, like, he's not
You're coming. Not really going to have Dave Dobbin. Yeah. You are sad.
Yes.
He's not really. Okay. We're going to swerve away from this territory and talk a little bit about tickets, because I think this is the other thing that the Basement does quite well, and we talk about this often when we talk about Basement Theatre shows. You always have a bit of a sliding scale for ticket pricing, which is very cool, I think. Is that correct? Yes?
That is true. I was like, are you going to ask me the numbers? Because I forgot it.
Oh, yeah. No, Leon gave me a like panicked look in his eyes, and I was like, I have misread the thing. But I think that is one of the nicest things about the Basement, and it's also nice because it's such a community space. It will be a big celebration for a community that's had a pretty tough year. So you guys looking forward to that element of it, I imagine?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's so nice to be back in a theatre. I was performing in this venue when we first all shut down. So to be back like 6-ish months later with a raucous comedy feels really good.
Mm. Definitely, definitely. You guys got nice Christmas plans, things you're going to do? You're going to go hang out with family? Cool. Going to go...
I'm going to Christchurch.
Nice.
That's nice.
I'm going to Wellington. That's nice.
That is very nice. Well, we'll all be going to Le Basement XXX Cabaret from the 19th of November. That's literally in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of freaking out slightly, but no, it'll be fun.
It's got a nice long run, though. It's a whole month until the 19th of December. Mm-hmm. And tickets are on sale now and already selling, I believe, pretty well. And there are group discounts as well, so you can go with all your workmates or all your friends or just a bunch of randoms that you've met on a Facebook page. That's also fine, you know, and have a lovely time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.